started the season in a kicker competition. We got a contract extension before week one. And does having stability or knowing you'll be here next year, is that beneficial for you?
Well, you never know. It's not like they guarantee too much. But that's the mentality I like to keep. I mean, you're always proving yourself. Each and every time. I like having someone here to compete against because it keeps you working every day, but I'm going to keep that same mentality all off season and then OTAs and training camp.
Caleb, this is your fourth season in the league, so why did you say only now that you felt like you were?
I dealt with a lot of injuries early on. I missed a lot of preseason stuff and all that, and I really just kind of struggled through my first few years and really felt like I got in a good groove and just hitting the ball really well. And would kick against guys on Sundays and felt like, you know what, I can be one of the better guys.
Would you look at it as a one-on-one competition when you're lining up with Dan Bailey or someone like down the other side? Would you put that in the back of your mind that you want to beat the other team's kicker?
Yeah, a little bit, but I would say kicking's a lot like golf. Almost, you're almost playing an individual sport amongst a team sport, and you kind of take that mentality in the off season and what you work on and all that. Just like golf, unless you're in match play, I mean, you can't focus too much on what the other guys are doing. It's about your shots, and so that's what I focus on.
What do you think?
So what kicks need to get better?
What kicks?
Yeah.
I'm at the 40 to 49. I miss more than I would have liked this year. You know, I can deal with a few over 50. I should make them all. They're really good. Coach Fitt and Coach Peterson are good about not putting me out there for kicks I shouldn't make. So when I'm out there, I need to make the kicks.
What would you say, talk about the mental aspect of like golf. What was the biggest key to your success when you had that streak, I think it was 18 in a row in the middle of the season?
Just focus on the next one. Don't dwell on the one before or, trying to get to a certain point. It's about making the next kick.
What's setting the franchise record field goals?
What
does that mean?
That's huge. I mean, especially an organization like this that has so much history. I mean, obviously, Akers is one of the best to ever do it. So to be mentioned in the same sentence as him is pretty special.
What does it mean to you that coming from when you first signed here, you're like an emergency signing in the middle of 2015 to being the guy going into 2017? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough being on the street, and I think two different things can happen for guys when it happens. One is you shut it down, and you start feeling sorry for yourself, or two, it really lights a fire under you. And for me, it lit a fire under me, and I'm just looking forward again because I don't feel great about how I did this year. I think there's a lot of improvement to make, and I'm looking forward to making it.